You're listening to a special edition of The Naked Scientists, bringing you the highlights from our trip to South Africa. In the UK, tuberculosis has been virtually wiped out. Childhood vaccination has seen an end to this once common disease, with reported cases few and far between. Sadly, this is not the case in Africa, where TB is still widespread. Valerie Caulfield from the University of Stellenbosch visited the festival armed with Mr. Coffit, a simple but effective way to demonstrate how TB can be easily spread by coughing.
It's a rather mean, sneaky disease. It's a bug. It's a bacterium. TB likes to get inside the body. Body's a nice, warm, comfortable sort of place. Likes to hang out there. Doesn't really want to do any damage, but the trouble is, while it's hanging out there, it does cause some damage.
And what damage does it do to your body?
Well, because it needs to live. And if it's a nice, warm, comfortable place, it tends to divide and divide and make more of itself. And in doing that, it needs some food and it needs space. So it's gradually pushing itself around in the lungs, pushing lung tissue out of the way, actually making holes in the lungs.
And what bacteria is it that causes this?
We're talking about a bacterium called Mycobacterium tuberculosis, MTB for short.
What are the symptoms then once it kicks in?
Coughing's the main thing. That's what people notice. If one's coughed for more than 2 weeks, one should actually go to a clinic and get tested for it. Of course, if it gets as far as coughing and spitting up blood, that's very bad news. At the same time, the patient will feel tired. They might have some chest pain, night sweats, maybe loss of appetite, fever, any of those symptoms, and those symptoms in combination. The coughing's the real one that will tell them there's something wrong. It's their lungs.
And how do people catch it?
They catch it mostly because other people who are infected cough. And when we cough, we spray out a tremendous amount of little droplets. We can't even see them. The reason I have this big face here, Mr. Coffit, he's a model. And when he coughs, he sprays this fine droplets of water out into the air. And if he was a person with TB and he had TB in his lungs, when he sprayed this liquid out into the air in a big cough, he'd also be spraying out lots of the MTB, the germ, and then other people may breathe that in, get into their lungs, settle down in their lungs, and start growing.
So can you show me Mr. Coffit in action then?
Yeah, there he goes.
Nice sound effects there. So essentially Mr. Coffit is actually a face mask with a water spray bottle attached under him. And this mist is going quite far actually. It's going about a metre away?
Yes, and I believe that really the one's coughing goes further than that because our lungs are more powerful than this spray bottle. So a really powerful cough, one could be sending it 2 metres or more through the air. So people for a long way around could be infected as they're innocently going about their business.
And how serious a disease is it? So how bad an effect can it have on your body? And also, is there a treatment for it?
It depends on the person and how susceptible they are. One third of the people in the world have got MTB in their body. But usually it's been encapsulated. It's like in a little prison in their body and it's sleeping. It's dormant, latent. It's not doing any harm. But sometimes a person may be down at that particular time, their immune system not working so well. They could be depressed. They could be under stress. They could be malnourished. In South Africa, one of the problems is they may be co-infected with HIV. They may have AIDS, which will depress their immune system. And then under those circumstances, the MTB bug can get a hold quicker and get going quicker. It's not only found in the lungs, that's where we see the symptoms initially, and that's where the first point of treatment is, but it can also spread, so it can be a bone disease, it can go to the lining of the brain, it can affect the heart, and it can be in the lymph nodes. Now, when it's been diagnosed, the treatment is antibiotics. It's a bacterium, so it can be treated with antibiotics. But unlike other antibiotics, say for a sore throat, like strep throat, the TB bug lives for a long time in the body, and it's very hard to get those antibiotics to get right in there. So the antibiotics have to be taken for 6 months.
That's a long time.
Yeah, that's a long time, and that's what causes one of the problems. Because the person will begin to feel better from the effects of the TB. Their breathing will be easier. They'll not have the night sweats. They may begin to get their appetite back, start eating, feel a lot better. And they think, all right, it's gone. I'm not going to take my medication anymore.
So how prevalent is it?
In Europe, in the 19th century, it was quite a problem during the Industrial Revolution. Then with increasing knowledge about the bug, antibiotics, better sanitation, better living spaces, the disease was conquered. But right now it's spreading again, so it's actually a problem throughout the world.
But there is actually a vaccination available to protect people against TB, isn't there?
Yeah, there's BCG, and BCG is usually given to kids quite early on in their lives. But in places like South Africa, it's actually not working very well. It's a very old vaccination. Nothing new has been developed. And I think the biggest problem now is no new antibiotics have been developed, and the TB bug is acquiring a resistance.
But how big a problem is it here in South Africa?
Yeah, we've got a big problem in South Africa. There's a lack of understanding of what's going on with TB. People stop taking their medication. They stop taking it too early. There's still TB in their system, and those TB bugs may have acquired little changes. They're a type of mutant, and they then become resistant to the antibiotics. They become resistant to the first-line antibiotics. Once they've got resistance to more than two antibiotics, they're called multi-drug resistant. And then a new lot of antibiotics have to be brought in. And then the trouble is now their multi-drug resistant TB may acquire another mutation which makes them extreme drug resistant TB. And presently there are no antibiotics that effectively kill XTB.
So with drug-resistant TB on the rise, it's even more important to ensure it's identified quickly and treated appropriately. That was Valerie Caulfield from the University of Stellenbosch in South Africa.
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science, The Naked Scientists. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.